rest of the story. Every day for months now, as the afternoon shadows began yawning behind the tombstones, the solitary figure of a woman could be seen moving silently among the monuments at Rock Creek Cemetery. Her destination was always the same, a curved stone bench in a sheltered green holly grove facing a statue. And there on the bench, the woman would sit and gaze up into the old, cold bronze face and placid bronze eyes every day for hours at a time. The robed and hooded statue, whose permanent residence this was, memorialized a woman named Marion Hooper Adams. You may call her Clover Adams, as did those who loved her while she lived. Clover was the wife of renowned historian Henry Adams. She was a scholarly woman whose skills as such were said to have been indispensable to her husband's early work. But she had a distinguished professional life of her own, for Clover Adams, as a pioneer woman photographer, carved out a place for herself in the annals of American history. Now, this sounds like the beginning of a love story, doesn't it? But Clover Adams, intellectually prodigious, charmingly eccentric, witty, lighthearted, beloved by all who knew her, killed herself. For behind the formidable facade was little more and nothing less than a woman in love, a woman who, upon learning of her husband's illicit affair with a family acquaintance, could only swallow photographic acid and lie down and die. Husband Henry, presumably overcome by remorse, promptly commissioned a famous sculptor to create Clover's likeness in bronze. A garden with stone benches completed a memorial. It would bear no plaque, no inscription of any kind. Henry privately named the statue Peace of God. Townspeople who knew the truth rechristened the monument in whispers. They called it Grief. And so it was many years hence. But a stranger began calling on Clover Adams at Rock Creek Cemetery. Day in and day out, this sad-looking woman would come and sit and stare into the enigmatic visage. For Clover's face, as there portrayed, expressed neither pain nor joy, nor the shades that lie in between. And thus in her impassivity, her seeming imperviousness to all about her, was she made to appear victorious. That was the victory the woman visitor wanted for herself, having recently discovered, as she had, that her own husband had been unfaithful. Her marriage was on the brink of dissolution and could be saved only through the personal fortitude she saw frozen in bronze, the inner strength that had eluded Clover Adams in the end. For among this mysterious woman's most cherished personal papers was a poem by Cecil Spring Rice, four lines specifically inspired by the Clover Adams memorial. O steadfast, deep, inexorable eyes, set look inscrutable, nor smile, nor frown, O tranquil eyes that look so calmly down upon a world of passion and of lies. The woman in the cemetery would return to that spot innumerable times over the next four decades. A copy of that poem was even found at her bedside when she died. You thought you knew that woman visitor, but now whenever you hear her name, you'll see in your mind's eye a green holly grove in a graveyard near Washington, D.C., and a statue in bronze, robed and hooded, and a woman sitting before it on a cold stone bench, the communion of two lonely hearts. Clover Adams and Eleanor Roosevelt. Now you know the rest of the story.